Netflix had a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Whitty. Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy, now we're locked down, knocked up.
This way I know that it's mine.
Yeah, we're back for another episode of Lockdown Knocked Up. It's the parenting podcast for people who feel like they don't have a clue what they're doing. I was just going to ignore that. But
well, we've got, I don't know if the microphone picked that up, but we've got our live studio audience of one. Give it up for Bonnie. She's lying on the bed again because she wouldn't sleep.
No.
She is sort of squealing though.
I mean,
so that might get picked up in the background.
Yeah, it's better than crying. We won't be able to talk through that.
We have actually got her in this sort of half swaddle thing at the moment because it kind of helps her go to sleep. She does this thing otherwise where she waggles her arms and it wakes her up. But it does make it look a bit like she's been sectioned and she's off to an asylum.
Yeah. Very straitjacket-esque, you're right.
So she's there, we're all good. I don't know, I think the overriding thing, the feeling this week seems to be, how is it still lockdown?
And it's weird that we should be feeling like that because they've announced the roadmap. You know, technically, this is good news.
But because they announced it, everybody in their head, I think, kind of was like, here we go, a couple more weeks or whatever.
Lads.
But really, from when they announced it, it was, what, 6-7 weeks?
Well,
and that's just for, like, hairdressers opening again.
Yeah, it's that far away that it's a bit like if you see a mate now, you've still got 6 weeks. So it'd be like, do you want to meet for a drink in, not April, not May, middle of June? That's who you?
That's ridiculous,
see
isn't
you
it?
No.
I'm going to be honest, Jim, I think we've spent enough time together. I don't think we need to go for that drink in June. thanks for asking,
well,
but I'm all right.
Thank you for turning me down.
I've got nothing on the horizon, but I'm going to skip it.
Nothing more to say. There's an app. I don't know if you've seen the app, doing the rounds. I think it was meant to be really positive and G everyone up. It's called One Way to Beers, I think they call it.
Yeah.
And it does a countdown. And I got a bit depressed because it's like 149 days till you can meet five friends in a park. You're like, oh my God, that's so far.
I know. I think people thought those countdowns would be like, do you know the ones they do for holidays? And it's like, I'm going on holiday in 27 days.
Yeah.
This feels a bit like what I imagine it's like if you have a relative in prison and you're counting down the days till their release or they're up for good behaviour.
I wouldn't know about that. Is that something you haven't told me in your past?
Well, bearing in mind you are from Liverpool, I find that very hard
every
to believe.
Every time the Stratford
upon
Avon,
hard
boy.
To believe.
Also, on that note, those people are so annoying. You know the ones on Facebook?
Scousers, yeah,
no.
I know.
I keep walking into it.
Such a victim complex, haven't they?
This
year I'll be out here. All right, fine.
I meant the people that share how many days until they're going on their holidays on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true.
Dweebs.
That is true. But looks like none of us for the foreseeable are going on any of our holidays. But anyway, that's a positive start to the podcast. Thanks. Bit of escapism for you there, everyone.
That went really downhill really quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
In case you were feeling good about yourselves or the future, forget about it.
Such a long time. Particularly bad if you're a podcast listener from the Liverpool area.
Or have any relatives
where
in prison.
You just got a double kicking, yeah. But in terms of the other things that have gone on this week, baby-wise, as we mentioned before, we've got this swaddle from Bonnie, sort of for Bonnie. But I feel swaddling seems to be like a big... It's a real divide thing where some people are like, you have to do it. Other people are like, you can't do it.
I'm not sure what, because basically she sleeps better when we pin her down.
Yeah.
The slight problem is she hates being strapped into that straitjacket.
Yeah.
So like you feel cruel putting her in there. You have to pin her arms.
It's the thing, isn't it, where we try and do it when she's really nodded off.
Mm.
So it's like, so we're kind of like, I don't know, 3/4 of the way there, sort of putting on the final strap, and she'll start to wake up and she has no idea what's going on. And then one eye will open and she'll realise. And she'll start wriggling.
Mm.
Too late, Bonnie.
I mean, it's quite funny for me because we've got a little next to me crib which she sleeps at the side of the bed in. And in the swaddle, she's like a mini Houdini, like a little escape artist.
Trying to get out of it.
Yeah, I watch and she's wriggling away. The shoulders, the feet, the arms. Is she going to do it?
This is the problem, isn't it? On one hand, she does sleep better when she's got it.
That's the bonus.
The downside is she then becomes very grunty.
Mm.
And we're not quite sure why, but... Gemma, if you would like to do an impression of what it's like. So it starts from about 5 a.m.
Yeah.
She'll start doing this.
And then it builds up and gets louder and louder.
See, I don't think it is like that. I thought it was a bit more. Yeah. Yeah, it's more guttural.
Yeah, you're right.
I think the first one's just me next to you, you know. You know,
what are you doing next to me?
I'd start my day off.
Oh, do you know what?
Keep it down, Bonnie.
I don't even turn around to look at you anymore now we've got the child. That could be true.
Well,
you could be there.
Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Talking away, I'm
maybe
nervous.
It isn't. But yeah, it's quite guttural, isn't it? It's like a real... It's not a lovely thing to wake yourself up to, is it?
That's, do you know what? It's quite selfish, actually, because that's exactly the problem, isn't it? She's asleep sometimes while she's doing that noise. The swaddle might be working for her. Our problem with it is that that noise wakes us up.
Well, poor you. You've got her on one side doing that, me on the other one knocking one out.
Yeah, but at least yours only lasts for 25 seconds, whereas hers is all night.
Very
good. Come on.
Well,
it's true.
Joke's on you, because I actually take really ages. And it's horrible. It's only when I'm with you it goes really quickly. So you've embarrassed yourself. Anyway.
Really?
I feel like we've lost our way.
I feel fine, yeah.
One thing that has happened to us this week is we had a health visitor over.
Yeah, she came. She, do you know what?
She was lovely. Oh, God.
Stop it. What did you like about
her? Oh, God. She was just really nice. And she actually had... Because I find a lot of the problems is you Google things and you get a million different answers. Or people just go... Well, it depends baby to baby.
I hate that answer.
You know, I don't know. That's, I could say that with no qualifications.
And there's no other baby to compare it to.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
But she actually gave some straight answers, which was good.
She did. And she was a really lovely person as well. It was quite nice just to talk to somebody that isn't you, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed this, though. So I was in the shower when she came round, because I got all the timings wrong. And I came in and noticed that you were having some baby small talk with her.
Yeah.
And on the side, the blimmin' half-drunk bottle of wine that we had last night. I was like, Rob, as if you haven't hidden that. So I had to, like, commando in and hide the wine.
Oh, is that why you were late to it?
Yes.
Operation clean-up after ourselves.
I mean, the house was a tip. I don't, like, welcome to our skip of a home with, you know, we've got wine on the side. And
there was a bit I noticed when she sat down on the sofa, like, still socially distanced, talking to us. And that I noticed next to her foot was a Haribo that had fallen out on the floor that we'd eaten last night.
And then what happened to that Haribo?
Which I did then wait for her to leave and eat.
You did as well.
But yeah, so the home visitor was good.
She gave us some breastfeeding tips on me.
Her tip to me was,
stop doing
Rob, you've got to, yeah, it's not going to work, Mr. Howard.
But she helped us socially.
Yeah.
Because of lockdown, obviously, we can't make any local friends. And
I mean, not that we were making many before.
Actually, that's so true.
Yeah.
We have no friends.
Because of lockdown and other reasons.
Let me lie to myself.
We've struggled to make local friends. But they've got some decent options.
Yeah, so we can join an online social event.
Yeah,
where
sounds exciting.
Get a drink and hang out and talk about
over
each other's
Zoom,
babies.
That's what we need.
Oh, God.
More Zoom.
Actually, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, saying that out loud, that sounds terrible.
Here's a quick question.
Go on.
Did you, and Bonnie's growing restless, so I just want a one-word answer for this.
Yep.
Did you think about asking her to be your mate before she left?
Absolutely. Begging, actually, but I kept it inside.
You were really hinting towards it, and she wasn't biting. She wasn't at all.
That's what I thought was embarrassing. She gave me leaflets when I was trying to suggest maybe we be friends.
Yeah.
She handed me some, like, it was like Lonely
Hearts. I don't want a leaflet, I want a mate.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, Bonnie. Okay, right. Theme of the week coming next.
It's the theme of the pod.
Good
breaks from changing nappies to changes to your bod. We'll tell you ours, you'll tell us yours, we'll get you in the squad. Because it's the theme of the pod.
Yes, it is time for the theme of the week, and it's a big one. If this is a family fortunes question, I think this would definitely be somewhere at the top. It's breastfeeding.
Ding, 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 ding. Top answer. This is so intense. It's the biggest part of my life at the minute.
It is. How often do you think you spend a day breastfeeding?
Babies feed 12 times a day.
Yeah. So, well, that makes sense. Every other hour, she's feeding.
Yeah. So literally, from the second I wake up, I've got my knockers out until I go to bed. That is honestly the truth now.
It is true. It is weird now, like, how much... of the day, Gemma just spends with her boobs out. Like, boobs now to me have just become such a, like, desensitized thing. Like, previously, if I used to come home and, you know, say Gemma was on the sofa and had her boobs out, I'd be like, what is going on? What, is everything okay?
Oh,
are you having some sort of breakdown?
I'm gonna say, I thought you were gonna say you'd be like, yes, get in.
No. Oh. We're married, Gemma. Yeah. We're married. Those days have gone.
Fair point.
No, but whereas now you can just, like, those boobs have become just so functional,
mate.
To the point of I don't even notice. I'll go to take a cute picture of you and Bonnie. Take it. Think that's nice. Go to whack it up on the Insta story and then think, oh no, hang on, not just one, but both boobs are out there.
The others are on display.
It's full frontal. It is ridiculous how, as you say, functional they've got.
The other day, the Amazon man came and dropped off a delivery of something and I answered the door, took the parcel off him, signed it, got in the living room and realised I was
out.
Only wearing a cardigan. Boobs out.
Oh,
and the
God.
Poor guy, I mean, he didn't mention anything, so maybe he's also desensitised to mine.
Yeah, that's almost like the start of a porno, isn't it? Where the delivery guy comes over, except, you know, you were there in a cardigan. That'd have been a very short porno. Go on, delivery. You're all right, actually. I've got some other rounds. It is... remarkable how much time you spend A, doing it, or B, preparing for it, or C, cleaning up after it.
You know what, though? To be fair, a big part of the problem that people struggle with is the actual technique of breastfeeding.
Yes.
The dreaded latching on.
Yeah.
And I reckon me and Bonnie have kind of mastered that.
I remember in the build-up to it, you were saying this to me, and I had no idea. I always thought breastfeeding, like, as people say, it's the most natural thing in the world. All of that. I didn't realise until you told me, it's like a real source of worry. Oh. Because it can be this thing, if the baby doesn't go for it, or you're not producing enough milk or something, it can be really stressful.
Yeah.
Like,
well, apparently it's something that most new mums spend hours crying about and doubting yourself and you think you're a terrible mother. And it's all about this latch on. And I reckon I was lucky because flipping greedy guts.
She latched straight on.
But straight on.
Yeah.
There was the moment in hospital when we first got her. I don't know if you remember this. And the nurse was like, if you want to feed her now.
Yeah.
And obviously, I have never attached anything to my nipple before. Except for that one time.
Yeah.
Malaga 2010.
Yeah.
So I had no idea.
I'm just trying to work out how old you were in Malaga 2010.
Don't, because I'm older than...
How long ago is 2010?
I'm older than I want to be.
You would have been...
Why are we doing this? Isn't
30... okay, go on.
Nothing was happening, and then the nurse came over. She just grabs the baby and she's like, you do it like this.
Yeah.
And it's literally like she just plugged in an iPhone. And then she walks off and you're like, okay.
I always think it makes you look bad that the maternity nurses and wives are so good at what they do, because they just do it so effortlessly.
Yeah.
That then, like, I remember when the first nappy came to be changed, and she literally just went, and this is how you do it, pretty much one-handed, just bam, 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 bam.
See you later.
It was like a magic trick. It was like a sleight of hand where she just wafted her hands around and the nappy was on.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went to do it, and you just, like, same with, as you say, getting the latch on, you just feel like a caveman. You're just like, me change nappy good.
Then you pick the baby up, the nappy falls off. You've managed to tie your arm inside it as well.
Yeah.
No, it's true. And then they just leave you and you're like,
what do I do?
Please.
But on the whole, it's gone pretty... You guys kind of seem to get the hang of it quite early doors.
Yeah. We've been lucky.
Yeah.
Because it is really difficult.
Yeah.
Although, saying that, there still have been some, like, ridiculous moments. So I was really laughing the other day. I was watching Netflix, like, World of My Own, feeding the baby. And... all of a sudden she was screaming, but you know that real piercing cry that she's developed, and
okay,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh God, she's in pain,
and
something's
it goes
wrong.
Right through you.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah,
she's doing that, and I look down, and bless her, she was covered in milk. Like, it was in her eyes, it was in her hair, it was all over her.
Right.
She'd managed to detach herself from the nipple, and then it spraying,
like
the fountains in Vegas.
Like a sprinkler.
Or like the scene in Scarface.
It's weird. It is a little bit like in Little Britain or something. Do you know, you think they've done like the bitty bit and she sprays it. You think, oh, that's obviously not how it works. They've done it for comedic effect. It kind of is a bit
it
like
actually
that.
Is. You know, the funny thing with that, I've just remembered, because I asked you to help me. Do you remember what you did to help me? And I meant take the baby off me.
Did I latch on?
took
like, it's a bit like the bodyguard. I dived in and took the bullet. And
that would have been so weird.
No, I didn't do that.
You didn't do that, but you did take your index finger and plug it in. Do you remember? I was like, not that. Take the baby. Now what were you
That's doing? What's the Dutch boy in the dam?
What is that?
Where it's like the dam's got a leak and he just put... Is it like a fable or something? I don't know. But he puts his finger in.
Yeah.
And stopped. That was basically me.
You stepped...
Little off. Dutch boy.
And the tit.
And the baby. Yeah, exactly.
It's fun and games, isn't it?
Yeah. But... There is one thing, though, that I know has been bugging you. And I'm sure you'll be delighted to talk about on the podcast. It has led you to being... A little bit lopsided.
A little bit.
In the boob department, isn't it?
That is the understatement of the year. I've ended up with a D cup and a B cup. And who knew
I
that was a
thing? I think it's a bigger difference than that. It's not D to B. I think if
what
we're talking celebrity-wise...
Experience?
I think celebrity-wise we're going, who's a more petite woman?
Keira. The is right one's Keira Knightley.
The left one is like, who's got massive boobs?
You can't think of any.
This is a specialist subject of mine. I should know this. Yeah, which celebrity's got massive knockers? Hang on, I'm going to Google it. And then, just in case you're wondering,
hang on, you
that's
gonna...
why I Googled it yesterday and the day before.
You seriously can't think of any celebs with massive boobs?
My mind's gone blank, Gemma.
This is embarrassing. What are your friends going to say? Go on, who's the top one?
Well, no, but people have done this weird thing where it's a fetish thing where they take photos of celebrities and then that they fancy and then make their breasts larger. Well, so, for example, look at Emma Watson.
Although, that's not...
One of those looks like yours.
You can't see it, but it's four times the size of Emma Watson's head.
So why does this happen?
Well,
because this is quite common, isn't it? One gets bigger than the other.
Yeah, but this is the biggest difference out of anyone I've seen.
Right.
So,
do I need to show you the picture again? I heard of Miss Watson makes the differ.
Bonnie prefers the left. And so apparently when they, you know, eat from it, it makes more. And I've just let her have it.
It's a supply and demand
it's
thing.
It's a supply and demand.
So it doesn't even it out. It's not like the milk gets to a central place and then they halve it. It goes, if you keep going on the left, it goes to the left
Rob,
more.
There's no telling where this is going to end up. If I keep feeding her, this thing could take over the living room.
It's
right?
going to be like, you're going to be one of those Channel 5 documentaries. The woman whose boob became her.
Yeah, but I've decided though, I've got a new Instagram pose. If
what,
I just
go turn the left
to the
forward.
Left, lean my head back. Hello, Emma Watson, eat your heart out.
Lockdown, knocked up. Lockdown, knocked up.
My God. She's lifting both her legs up to do it as well.
Bonnie's doing her weird exorcist noises. Okay, right. So I think we have a bit of time to do this before we have to pause.
We wanted your stories, your breastfeeding related stories. This one really tickled me from Lucy.
Go on.
I was feeding my newborn daughter and my boyfriend's brother came to meet her. He was horribly hungover from the night before, stunk a beer and was all over the place. He didn't realise that I was breastfeeding. He bent down, kissed me on the cheek and then bent further down to kiss the baby and planted a smacker right on one of my boobs.
Oh, God.
And then he kept apologising and everything he said just made it 10 times worse.
Because first of all, when she came in and he went for the normal kiss just on her head, she must have been thinking, this is too much.
Brave.
I've literally got my boob out. Oh, God.
I mean, in fairness to him, he didn't realise, or he's claiming he didn't realise that she was breastfeeding, maybe.
Well, that's kind of the perfect excuse, isn't it?
It's
quite obvious she's got a baby in the chest area who's suckling. I think we may have rumbled him here.
I've got to respect it, though. He's seen a boobie and he's gone for it.
Yeah.
In many ways.
Yeah. Okay, this one's from Chloe. It says, my boyfriend is a lawyer and we went to a New Year's Eve party with all of his colleagues. It was a really fancy ball gown affair.
Oh, no.
I took my breast pump in my bag and I'd really made an effort in a lovely green satin dress.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, why would you take the breast pump with you?
You've got to. So if you go anywhere and you're breastfeeding, if you don't take your breast pump with you and get rid of the milk, you're going to leak.
Oh, right.
Oh,
okay.
Did you not realise that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, this is why women struggle to go anywhere, because otherwise you're going to have leaky boobs.
Oh, I did not realise that.
Yeah, well, where's
right.
it go?
Okay, well, this now makes a lot more sense. unfortunately, as everyone was drunk, a girl on my table accidentally switched our bags.
Oh, Chloe.
I ended up with hers and no breast pump. My boyfriend tried to find her, but it was too late. My boobs had sprung a leak and totally ruined my dress.
No.
I looked a right state.
That is everyone's worst nightmare if you've
swanky.
Made an effort.
Yeah.
Quite.
I don't remember that scene in The Great Gatsby. Do you know that scene where they walk down in the really elegant ball gowns and everything, and Leonardo DiCaprio does the cheers thing just off camera to the left?
It's some poor girl.
But with her leaking with a boyfriend... looking for a breast pump going through people's bags.
That's the bit about it I quite like, just the thought of him desperately. He's against the clock to try and find this breast pump before his wife's boobs explode.
It's like Speed, the film Speed, isn't it? The bus can't but go below 60 miles an hour.
Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up.
The other thing that shocked me about breastfeeding is just the volume of milk that you end up getting. So your milk supply.
Right, okay.
Which is different from woman to woman.
Yeah.
I've got a phenomenal amount of milk in there.
Look at you bragging.
I know. I can't stop making.
How do you know you've got, you know, what's the going rate?
Well, the only reason I know...
Do you know if they were to take a cow to market and go, we can get this prime heifer is giving us however many, you know, pints of milk. Well, how do you do it with breastfeeding?
In a very similar way, actually. So when I was in the hospital...
Yeah.
When your milk comes in, which is normally after 3 days, your boobs get massive. They're really sore.
Right. They go hard.
They go hard.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And then it's go time. And basically... the baby could not take as much milk as I'd got for her.
Okay.
So I had to express it to get rid of it. And the nurses were like, well, let's not let that go to waste. What we'll do, we'll put it in little bottles. No, they were all necking it. Yeah, let's have a party. Mary, bring your coffee in here.
Well, let's not let that go to waste.
Do you mind if I straight from the tap? No. So, yeah, that they said, oh, we don't want it to go to waste. Put it in little bottles.
Yeah.
And what we do, we put your name on it, and then there's a communal fridge for all the mums where we store your milk so you can then feed it to your baby, which is excellent.
Yeah.
And I wandered in there and opened the fridge. And honestly, Rob, there was about 12 women on that ward.
Yeah.
I had four times the amount of milk.
Wow.
It was all Gemma Hill, just a couple of bottles for everybody else.
I'm impressed. Speaking as your husband, I can't believe it.
I was honestly starting to think I could set up shop here.
Yeah.
How much you need? Give me 10 minutes.
Does this then have problems though?
Well,
because if you're producing a lot, Bonnie can only eat so much.
They leak like nothing on earth. I had no idea how much a boob can leak. It's so strange. So the other day I was watching telly and I could hear like this tap, tap, tap noise. And I paused the TV because I thought, God, is the fridge broken?
Right.
Is the tap leaking?
Where's that coming from? Yeah.
I looked down, I was leaking onto the Sky remote, my left boob. But
and you weren't even breastfeeding.
No, I wasn't breastfeeding. It had just sprung a leak. And there's so much of it as well. Honestly, it's truly disgusting.
That is weird. That is very weird. Isn't the other weird thing as well? Is it any child's cry or is it just Bonnie's cry? If she cries, they'll start going.
Oh no, if Bonnie cries, it's terrible. It's like somebody just turned the tap on. But it is other babies as well.
Oh.
I only found that out the other week when me and you were walking in the park.
Oh, that's so weird.
Do you remember those three women we walked past and they'd all got babies and one of them was crying?
Oh, no.
Yeah, my boobs both sprung a leak spontaneously as we walked past her child. It's bizarre.
Why is that a thing then? Is that back in caveman days we'd all just like, you know... share them around. There's a crying baby. You just pop the nearest...
All the women are like...
the nearest breastfeeding boob into it. Don't worry, I've got this one.
Oh, thank you.
It's like the equivalent of if in the park if a football rolls near you and you have to kick it back. There's a screaming baby.
Excuse me, madam.
Yeah, it's no worries. A little help.
How much? That much? I used to spend my money on nights out with the lads. Now it's going all on Pampers and organic breast pads. How much?
There we go. The return of the best jingle on the podcast. Not because I wrote it or anything. That's what people are saying. It's time for How Much. And this week, on the theme of breastfeeding, it's breast pumps.
You know what? I couldn't do without this thing, but flipping heck, it's expensive. 180 quid.
£180.
Yep.
£180. That is so much money. But luckily, Gemma, they're so much fun to use.
Oh, yeah. There is no dignity with these things.
you just hook yourself up in the corner of the room. Yep. And then this is the noise they make as well.
How discreet.
I mean, it sounds like yet another barnyard animal, doesn't it?
Problem is, that doesn't milk anybody. That's not strong enough, so you need to turn it up.
Go on.
That's about what I use.
Is that maxed out?
No? Good. It's actually a bit drum and bassy when you get into
it. It is, isn't it?
Jungle is massive. Baby fail of the week. Maybe they've learned to swear, now they can speak. Maybe you wet yourself in Sainsbury's. Don't be ashamed, we're all the same. It's time for these Baby Fail of the Week. Yes, it's the big one. It's time for Baby Fail of the Week.
It's the highlight of everyone's week. Although all of these have come from you.
Yes.
Have come from your DMs. I don't seem to get any of these through. I don't know what that says.
Oh, hang on a second. Is this you begging desperately for people to slide into your DMs?
Oh, it's been a while. It's getting dusty in there. I haven't had any DM interest for a very long time.
Oh, ladies, and please, will you slide into my husband's DMs?
Give me some pity DMs,
honestly,
please.
Pathetic.
And then I'll send you a nude immediately back.
Well, you've just put them all off. Let me tell you now, that is not worth your time. Keep sending them to me.
Right, what have we got?
Right, Leanne. Guys, I brought my newborn home from the hospital and we had a little family party to celebrate. We'd all been chatting away and catching up when my sister-in-law said, "Go on then, let's see the baby." I thought my husband had him, he thought I had him, and we were frantic when we realised nobody had him.
Oh, the baby hadn't got an invite?
The baby hasn't had an invite. Is missing at the minute. So everybody panicked. We had no idea how it happened when my four-year-old piped up, "Baby outside." In an act of sibling jealousy, while none of us were looking, she pushed her brother out the front door and left him there. And God knows how long he'd been downstairs.
Oh no.
That's genius.
What do you do if that happens? If you have one sibling doing something like that? Because it is quite funny.
I mean,
but
yeah.
But presumably you can't go, "That is great banter. Well done. High five."
Nice one. You are the favourite, and that is why.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah,
leave him outside.
That's the kind of competition. It's like the Hunger Games. That's what we like to see.
What do you do? How do you parent that?
It's a thing. I used to do it with my little brother. Whenever anyone would come and visit, I'd be like, "Take the baby. You want to take the baby? Bye. Take the baby."
Well, like, it's like a sort of leaving gift.
As a gift, yeah.
Like, help yourself to a baby on the way out.
There he is.
There you go.
Would have made my life so much better.
That's a good one. Right. We had this came in from Tash. It says, "Was changing my boy the other day and have mastered the art of opening the nappy and then immediately putting it back on a few seconds later to catch the surprise wheeze.
Clever.
I did that. All fine. I was ready to get a clean nappy. I lifted his legs up to put the nappy underneath. I then noticed that he had weed all over his head, on his hair, in his face, and the piece de resistance directly into his own mouth."
No, he didn't. Oh my God. That's amazing. That just says that that's where the classic male aim when weeing starts, right from birth.
In your own mouth.
Well, maybe. Anytime any bloke goes to the loo, it never
goes
into the loo. It goes everywhere. Probably on your own head then
right.
as well.
Last one.
All right, the last one comes in from Joe. "We took our baby to my posh auntie's house and had to go upstairs to change him. We didn't know the first rule of nappy changing back then, which is don't take away the old nappy till there's a new one in place."
Yeah, so classic. True. That is classic.
"We swiped out his old nappy and he projectile pooed about 2 foot into the air onto auntie's beautiful
God,
silk.
Please, please not into his own mouth again.
This one onto silk curtains. We've accidentally got ourselves a theme here. He then finished with a projectile wee.
Wow.
We panicked and tried
Do you know those Japanese toilets where you press like a button or these mountains come up?
Yeah.
And it's got different settings. This kid's like one of those. There's stuff flying off left, right and centre.
we panicked and tried to wipe it off with wet wipes, which obviously just made it worse.
Yeah. I imagine that bit was like, do you know in the Mr. Bean film where he thinks he's cleaned off the biro and everything he does makes it worse and he's just more frantically doing it?
Well, that sounds like exactly what happened. We then heard a shouting, are you guys okay? To which we replied, yes, fine, made our excuses and left.
And just without owning up to it.
Never said a word.
Oh my God.
To family as well.
That is terrible behaviour. Also, it's pretty obvious. Surely you're going to get found out. As soon as they go into that room, see the messed up curtains, and they go, well, I know a baby was changing here earlier. I know whose baby it is. It doesn't take, you know, the line of duty lads to do a full inquiry into it.
Mother of God.
I'm interested in one thing and one thing only. Catching Ben's parents. Doesn't really make any sense.
No, but the accent was quite good.
Yeah. Right, what are we thinking for baby fail of the week?
I think we've got to go for, I mean, I don't know what you reckon. I reckon the child who tried to get rid of her sibling immediately is the winner for me.
Yeah, I quite like that kid. I think that kid's going places. Mm-hmm. Probably prison.
Yes.
That's this week's baby fail of the week.
Baby fail of the week.
And that will do it nicely for another episode of Lockdown Knocked Up.
Remember, get your stories into us on our Instagram. So at Radio Gemma Hill. More importantly, because Rob's feeling very neglected because nobody slides into his DMs because he sends them pictures they don't want when they do. It's at Radio Rob Howard.
Do it and you will get a nude.
You're not helping yourself, pal. Wow.
Well, we'll see. We'll be able to tell next week.
I'd be interested.
When I'm sat here on 1,000 new followers. Yeah?
Yeah, go for it.
Hit us up on those. At Radio Rob Howard, nude. At Radio Gemma
Hill.
You're
going to get yourself arrested.
And all that's left to say is this podcast is part of the Secret Recordings Network, and we will see you next week.
Stuck at home with nothing to do.
Hey!
Completed Netflix and a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy now we're locked down, knocked up.
At least this way I know that it's mine.